Okay, so we're up to Shar Dalid, Perek Dalid. And when we saw the outset of Shar Dalid, I've mentioned a few times that Reb Chaim Volozhiner seems to be describing kind of like a roller coaster or a pendulum going back and forth in terms of Jewish intellectual thought or practice. You know, times where the focus was exclusively on halacha, then the focus is on exclusively on Yerushalayim or Dveikus or spirituality versus substantive learning of halacha, of Gemara. And in addition to that, I think we'll see a similar kind of phenomenon even on the micro level if we contrast what he's about to say in Perek Dalid with what he said last week in Perek Gimel. Last week in Perek Gimel, we saw, after having described this historical landscape and painting what had led up to the time that Rav Chaim Volozhiner felt he needed to write. So in Perek Gimel, after having dismissed with, he never uses the word Hasidus, but seemingly this straw man that he was very against, the idea that all of learning, the ultimate goal, Torah Lashma, means for the purpose of Dveikus, of becoming close to Hashem. So we won't repeat all the reasons why at the end of Perek Bet, chapter 2, he had dismissed that and felt that that was wrong. Last week we saw one of the most important and most famous chapters in the entire Sefer, and that was where Rav Chaim Volozhiner told us what he himself thinks Torah Lashma is, which he defined as L'shem Torah, learning for learning's sake. Learning because I want to know the information, and that's it. Obviously, there are other benefits, Almanas Lasos, and you're having the right Kavana, but the idea of learning L'shma, said Rav Chaim Volozhiner, is learning because I care about learning for learning's sake. And again, we won't review the whole thing now, but if you recall, he anchored basically that whole definition based on a comment or interpretation of the Rush. The Rush, the same Rush we learn in Morning Seder all the time, the Rush, and his commentary on the page in Maseches Nedarim, who contrasted the idea of mitzvos, where mitzvos are done ultimately to get closer to Hashem, but in the language of the Rush, it seemed like when it came to learning, it was learning for learning's sake. So even though he's now staked out that strong claim in last week's Perek, now we have a little bit of the pendulum, again, back and forth, or again, as I've said, the kind of fancy word, the dialectic, where Rav Chaim Volozhiner is pointing out that even though I made the strong case for learning just for learning's sake and that's it, but you shouldn't think that means that there's nothing else. And this is where we pick up with today in Shar Dalid, Perek Dalid. So after having made this very strong, almost exclusive focus on learning for learning's sake and not leaving, it seems like he didn't leave room for anything else. So says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that's a mistake. Don't make that mistake. Omnam. Vadai di efshar lomar shein tzarach linyan esek haTorah shem Torah machshava v'yiras Hashem chalila. God forbid, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, for someone to think that the only thing that matters is how well you learn, how much time you learn, or the idea that you're learning for learning's sake, and therefore there's no such idea, or we don't care at all about tohar hamachshava, a purity of thought, or yiras Shemayim. Heaven forfend. God forbid. After all, it's an explicit Mishnah, Sharia Mishnah, Shlema Shaninu, Im Ein Yira, Ein Chachma. If there's no Yira Shemayim, it's not just that you're lacking that, is that Memela, there won't be any Chachma either. Absolutely, Yira Shemayim is a prerequisite. If you, I can already tell you, we'll have a lot of interesting points along the way, but this is the headline, this is the lead, and this is going to be the postscript. This is everything of this chapter was summed up in that point. That Yira Shemayim is the prerequisite to learning. Torah Lashma is your goal while you're learning. That's learning for learning's sake. But says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, don't make the mistake to think that that negates or in any way is mezalzel in the importance of Yira Shemayim and purity of thought. That's absolutely necessary, not for the goal of learning, but the prerequisite of learning. There's a big difference between the prerequisite and the goal. And he continues and he quotes a comment from Maseches Yuma Daf Ayin Beis, where the Gemara is darshaning a pasuk, "May dechsev lama ze mechir biyad ksil liknos chachma v'leiv ayin," right? Lamenting the fact that even a fool can somehow acquire chachma, but leiv ayin, he doesn't have a purity of thought, he doesn't have the right motivation, he doesn't have the right spiritual heart. Says the Gemara there, "Oy lahem, woe is to them, l'tamid chachamim she'oskim b'Torah." The Ein Behem Yira Shemayim. That's an incredibly important and powerful formulation of the Gemara, because the Gemara is acknowledging that there can be Tamid Chachamim without Yira Shemayim. You may know people, I certainly hope not in your friends or the Rebbeim in our yeshiva, but you may know people over time, and certainly in the future, who seem to be very learned, very scholarly, but you're not so impressed with their midos or their frumkai. You know, there's those guys who like can learn up a storm and then talk the whole Chasaras Hashatz. Like, there's a certain type of person, right? Says the Gemara, it can exist, but it's not something we should be aiming for, and certainly not something that we should be really respecting. Says the Gemara, it's a terrible thing to be a Talmud Chacham, but to be lacking the basics in Yiras Shamayim. It's possible. If you want to just know about sheer book knowledge, can you acquire knowledge without Yiras Shamayim? Yes, you can. But it's missing its essence. Woe is to somebody who has Torah and no Yiras Shamayim. Furthermore, he quotes a parallel tradition from the Medrash in Shmos Rabbah, which tells us in Parsha Mem, Kol mi shehu yodea ve'ein biyado yiras chet, ein biyado klum. Right? That's a very strong statement, maybe even more, even stronger than the Gemara. Says the Medrash, if you have Torah, but no Yiras Shamayim, you have nothing. And again, the consistent point here is not just that Yiras Shamayim is important, so therefore I might have thought, if I want to get 100 on the test, your teacher at the beginning of the semester says your grade will be composed of 50% class participation in HaKadosh, 50% Yiras Shamayim, and 50%, how well you do on the test. So you might have thought, if a person gets 100 on the test but doesn't have Yiras Shamayim, at least they have a 50. But what do you see both in the Gemara and even more sharply in the Medrash? No, if you don't have your Shemayim, it's a zero. Not just that you're missing the half of your Shemayim, which is important, you don't even have the Torah. And the Medrash here uses a very interesting kind of funny phrase, Ein biyado klum she kifliot, or kupliot, I'm not sure how to pronounce that word, shel Torah biyiras achet. Now, I actually looked it up. I have a Medrash here, I'll show you. This is my Medrash Rabbah, and I got this as a wedding present 25 years ago from a bunch of my friends, one of whom was Uriel Lubetsky, and I think Jeremy Spear also gave this to me. Anyway, quite a few of them were actually Bogrim of the Gush. Anyway, they gave me the set of the Medrash Rabbah, and this is kind of like a Kahati. It's like the Kahati of Medrash Rabbah. Okay, so I looked up this Medrash, and this word kuflios or kiplios, it basically, they translated as kind of like the rings or the necklaces. In other words, it's the thing that Torah hangs from. So you can have the most beautiful jewelry, but if it doesn't have a clasp, but doesn't have anything to hold it, you can't keep it. So Yiras Shamayim, according to this, is the clasp, the thing that holds the Torah together. Okay, now he's about to make the same point with a few different sources, additional sources. And I think this is the first time we're seeing this, but I can promise you it won't be the last. He's about to quote multiple Zohars. So it's good that everyone went to the mikveh this morning, and you rolled around in yesterday's snow, so we're pure of thought and mind, and we're ready to do some Zohar. You may not be 40 yet, but we're ready to go. And again, I think I've mentioned this previously, even though I don't know if we saw them inside, I don't remember, but I think I've said this to you in the past, that there's this mistaken assumption that, well, since Reb Chaim Volozhiner was against Hasidus, that means he was against Kabbalah, or mysticism. And it couldn't be further from the truth. He was a big mystic, a big Kabbalist, and he quotes Zohar all the time. So here he's going to quote some powerful Zohars to make the point as well. So we can do this slowly, but we can pull it off. You can do it. I know it. I believe in you. So, Ubahakdamas HaZohar, right, page 11b, Yud Aleph Mebet, Omer Rashbi, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, Shehayira Ihi Tara Le'eola Lego Mehemnusa. The Yira is the Sha'ar, the gate through which you enter to Amuna. You need Yiras Shamayim as the gateway to get to Amuna. Val Pekuda Da Iskayim Kol Olama. And on this mitzvah, Pekuda means a mitzvah, and on this mitzvah, the mitzvah of Yiras Shamayim, Iskayim Kol Olama, the whole world is standing. Vida Ikara, it is the foundation, or the Shoresh, V'yesoda, the foundation, the Kolshar Pikud and Daraisa. All other parts of Torah, all other mitzvos, are hanging on or built on the foundation of Yiras Shamayim, which is itself the foundation of Emunah. Mi sheshomer sayira, shomer hakol. Someone who has Yiras Shamayim, they can have everything. But mi she'ener shomer sayira, ener shomer mitzvos u Torah. So again, you can have moments of mitzvah observance. You can have moments of learning. But says the Zohar, without Yiras Shamayim, it's not sustainable. It will crumble. And I will say again, I can't know for sure exactly what the Zohar was saying, because it is the Zohar. But it seems to me that on a very prosaic level, I can make a lot of sense of this. It's very resonant. And I've seen this. I hope it won't be with anyone, from our chevra now. But when I was your age, and certainly I have seen this over the years with friends of mine or talmidim, which is that you could have people who have moments. The moment could be a week, or the moment could even be a year. But moments of tremendous inspiration where they're doing a ton of mitzvos and they're even learning a ton. But if it's not built on a foundation of genuine Yirah Shamayim, it usually doesn't last. It crumbles. I'm not trying to be simplistic about how come certain people, burn out, or how come other people go off the derech and other people don't. Obviously, these are complex things and there could be lots of different explanations. Every case could be different. But I think there's a certain common thread that runs through a lot of these situations that people can get very excited. And I don't mean it's not sincere. I'm not saying that at all. It might be very sincere. But there are a lot of cases where people can be excited about mitzvos or learning, but that excitement is fleeting. And what you need, to get you out of bed, so to speak, on a hard day, is Yirah Shamayim. And I think that's what the Zohar is saying. Now he has another Zohar. Uparshas Bahar, Kufchet Amar Aleph, 108a. My Ol Malchus Shamayim, says the Zohar, what is Ol Malchus Shamayim? Kehai Torah. Now, I have to be honest with you, I didn't look up the Zohar, so I don't know the rest of the sentence, but a Torah is a shore, right? Tuf Vav Resh Aleph, right? The Tuf and the Shin are interchangeable. That's a shore, that's an ox. So I think, you'll see this in the continuation, but I think he's referring, I don't know what exact statement the Zohar made, that Rav Chaim Volozhiner didn't quote the whole thing, but I think he's talking about an ox, which is about to plow or do work on the farm, in the field, and you have to put a yoke, right? You have to put that, big heavy thing around its neck to make sure it goes in a straight line. So I think that's the metaphor. So he says here, if you continue with me, Hachanami itzrich lei, levarnash lekabal alei ol, bitkadmaisa. Just like you need to put the ol, again, I think the yoke, on the ox before it starts plowing, if you want it to do a good job, so too a human being, first they need ol malchus shamayim before they do anything else. And only afterwards, ulabasar de yiflach lei becholma de itzrich. And only afterwards can they do everything that is necessary. In other words, again, it's not just the importance of ol malchus shamayim, but the prerequisite. That seems to be the theme here in everything that he's quoted. It's a prerequisite. Just like you need the yoke on the shore, so too we all need a personal yoke of emunah and yirah shamayim. V'im einu makab, excuse me, I'm sorry, I lost the place. Where did I go? The ilo kibble alei hai b'kad ma'isa. If you don't have it, lo yechol miflach. Then you won't be able to do the work. You won't be able to do avodas Hashem. Ha-ha-duch-siv, and that's the pasuk. Ivdu es Hashem b'yira. Right, it's a pasuk in Tehillim. Right, we're all more familiar with ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. Right, I was never at a concert where people are jumping up and down. Ivdu es Hashem b'yira. Ivdu es Hashem b'yira. Right, but says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, it's also a pasuk. And the answer is we need both. We need Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, but first you need Ivdu es Hashem b'yira. Mahu b'yira, and why is that important? Because he quotes another pasuk, and this is so, so important. Here you see exactly the point he's been making the whole time. Reishis chachma yiras Hashem. And we can tell that what Rav Chaim Volozhiner likes about this is, of course, the emphasis on reishis. That is to say, it's the prerequisite. That's what has to come first. Reishis chachma, the prerequisite for chachma, has to be yiras Hashem. Valda hai b'kad maisa, who the kala. And if you have that, if that comes first, then you could have everything. Then you can have everything else. Begin to hi aisle l'shar kedusha, and only then can you then go and enter into aisle. You could enter. You could be nichnas to all the other parts of holiness. The high lowish takach lagabe. But if you don't have your shamayim, yavo l'shar yabe kedusha ilai. You're not going to end up being successful in any other enterprise of kedusha. Again, so you have two different Zohars, one in the Haggadah, one from Parshas Bahar, and they're both making the point, again, I think there's two separate points. One is the importance of Yirah Shamayim, but the more subtle one, which I think is what Rav Chaim Volozhiner is really harping on, is the prerequisite. The fact that there's a certain Seder HaDvarim, and if you don't enter into the world of Kedusha through Ol Malchus Shamayim and Yirah Shamayim, which perhaps could be summarized as commitment, I had an ironclad commitment, independent of, the vagaries of a given day. Some days you have good days, other days like today and yesterday have been harder days. Not to be naive, the next 2 weeks might have a few other harder days, except for Didi, who's almost done. you know, but Baruch Hashem. But the bottom line is, all of life is a roller coaster. That's just, you know, no one has a straight line. And the Yirah Shamayim, that prerequisite, that level of ironclad, you know, unshakable commitment, if that comes first, everything else is possible. But if you don't have that, right, then who knows where things could go. So he finishes up, and I think maybe the most important and lasting point he's going to make, we're about to get to. It's not new, but he's like looking for more and more makoros, more and more metaphors to make the point. And we're about to get to one, which is going to be the main one that he comes back to in successive chapters. So we're almost done. So if, now he turns his attention to a Mishnah in Perkei Avos. Per Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Kol She'iras Chet'o Kodemes L'Chachmaso, Chachmaso Miskayemes. Someone who has Yiras Shamayim, Yiras Chet, before, again, it's all about the order here, we've seen this as a theme, who has Yiras Shamayim, Yiras Chet before his Chachma, then his Chachma will be lasting. But if you start off with the Chachma and think you're going to then get the Yiras Shamayim, you might not have the Chachma by the time you get it. And what's the point? Ki Yiras Hashem Tchila, Hi Ikar HaKiyum Shal Chachma Satorah. Again, he has banged this home repeatedly, but, you know, we all know from life, many makoros make this point, but it's also just human nature and human psychology, that the most important things need to be repeated. That's why that's where the English expression comes, the point bears repeating, because if it's not repeated, eventually we forget it. So he's repeated this over and over again, that the prerequisite that will make the Torah you learn sustainable for the long term is the prerequisite of Yirah Shamayim. Now he quotes another source in Chazal from the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, Amar Reish Lakish, my dichsiv, and this is going to be the main point as we continue to the final paragraph, the famous pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Lamed Gimel, Vahaya Emunas Itecha. And the Gemara, Yerchosin, Yeshuos, Chachmas Das, etc. And on that famous pasuk, the Gemara darshins each of the phrases in that pasuk, referring to the different Shisha Sidre Mishnah. So it starts off the beginning of the pasuk, Emunas Zeh Seder Zroim. Itecha is Seder Moed, Chosen is Seder Noshim, Yeshuas is Nezikin, and Chachmas is Seder Kachim. Okay, great. And sorry, and Das is Seder Taharos. Okay, so as the Rechaim Volozhiner summarizes that you Choshiv Sham, the Gemara there, it does the Cheshbon of this Pasuk, Kol HaShas, right? The whole Shas, known Kol Torah Shabbal Peh Kula, known all of the Shas, it's all Darshan, it's all hinted at in this one Pasuk, and yet, that's only the first part of the pasuk. And after the Gemara has said that each part of the each word in the first half of the pasuk gives you a totality of shas umisayim, but then the pasuk concludes. It's still the same pasuk in the Navi, and therefore the pasuk says what summarizes everything. What's the crescendo of the pasuk? Yiras Hashem, Hi Otsaro. That is Yiras Hashem, which is the Otsar, which is the thing that will hold it together. It is the warehouse, the storehouse that will hold it together. So says Adkan the Gemara, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Dima Hakosu Vesatora Lerov Tvuos. The metaphor here is that every aspect of Torah is like having more and more stalks of grain that you harvested, right? You could be really good at harvesting and you're grabbing and grabbing. If you'd prefer a more contemporary metaphor, imagine last time you were at the Hotel Smorgasbord, right? A kosher hotel on a breakfast. Oh, what a geschmack. It'd be one of those breakfasts. Or a Shabbos lunch at a hotel in Israel or a kosher Pesach program, right? Would you like the pancakes, the waffles, the eggs, or the, you know, smoothie? How about I take it all, right? Right? You just get, right? So you can grab everything in the world of Torah. I want all this metaphoric food, all this metaphoric grain, right? I can grab it all. And yet, what's the key point that the Gemara is telling us, says V'chaim V'lozhiner? V'hayiro lo'otsar. What's going to hold it? If your plate is broken, if your bowl has a hole, what's the difference if you fill it to the top? Everything is going to fall out. By the time you get back to your table, you'll have nothing left. Hayiro lo'otsar ha'machzik ba'hamon tevuos u'mishtamrim betocho. Yirah Shamayim is the Otsar. What does that mean? Again, he's picking up on this nuance of the Pasuk. Why is Yirah Shamayim considered an Otsar? Because it is the Kli Machzik. It is the thing which will hold. Enechanami, if you put this together with the previous Perek and the previous Prakim before that, from Rav Chaim Volozhiner's perspective, just Yirah Shamayim, I don't think he calls that Torah. right? Just thinking about being frum is not learning. You wouldn't make a Birchas HaTorah on that. But that doesn't mean it's not important. On the contrary, says Chaim V'Lajner, it's everything. Because if you didn't have that before your learning, you piled, you know, 10 pancakes up on your plate without realizing that it's a trap door. It's a false bottom. They're all going to come tumbling out. By the time you get back to your seat to enjoy that big breakfast, nothing is left. That's the metaphor. The Yiras Shemayim Otsaro, it's what holds everything. Yiras Hashem Hiya Otsar L'Chachmas HaTorah HaKadusha Sh'al Yedei Al Yada Tiskayim Eitzel HaAdam. That's how you have it all. Learning is learning. You can learn without Yiras Shemayim, but you're not going to keep it. Whether it's today, tomorrow, or a year from now, it's not sustainable unless it was put into a kli of Yiras Shemayim. V'lo Heichin L'Adam Tchila, again, that emphasis, Tchila Otsar HaYira, if you didn't first prepare the Otzer of Yira, the storehouse, the solid plate, the vessel to hold it all of Yira Shemayim, Harerov HaTzvuos HaTorah Kamunach HaPnei HaSada LeMirmas, everything's just going to fall and can be trampled by the Regel HaShor V'Chamor. So it's great you harvested it all, but it's all going to fall on the ground, and before you know it, the animals are going to be trampling it, Chas HaShalom. She'eno Miskayemes Etzlo Klal, you won't be able to keep it at all. And now, just to finish off the coup de grace, he has one final paragraph, one final metaphor. V'cheinim amru alzeh kasuv, he gives another medrash, also from Shmos Rabbah, Parsha Lamed, where the medrash there says, atamotze adam shonet midrash halachos v'hagaros. You can have a person who knows everything. He's a polymath. Bekiyas and Ian, Tanakh, Mashava, don't forget halacha b'ion, Musar hashkafa, he's got it all. But im ein bo yiras chait, says the Medrash, Ein biyado klum. And the Medrash there gives the same metaphor. Mashal to the Adam, a person who has all this tvua, but he has nothing to hold it. Yeshli elef midas shal tvua. I have 1,000 pancakes piled high. I have everything. I want the vegetable omelet, the cheese and onion omelet. I'll have an egg white omelet, an egg over easy. I want all the omelets, all the pancakes, everything, all the chocolate mousses, everything. But if you don't have, the apotikiot, liteno tambem, again, you don't have the vessels, the kind of kleezer, the things to hold them, then you have nothing. And again, quotes the same pasuk that we saw before. So this is the point that he makes, you know, I would say pretty consistently in this chapter. And I think that it is very, very significant. And really very, very beautiful. And that is that Yiras Shemayim is absolutely important and significant, but it's significant in if you understand it correctly, right? We have to put together this chapter building off of the previous chapters. The Yiras Shemayim is crucial, but it's not the same thing, according to Rav Chaim V'Lajner, as learning. And it's certainly not the highest form of learning. Rather, learning in Rav Chaim V'Lajner means learning what he called Gufei Torah, Gemara, and Halacha. Lishma means learning for learning's sake. All that is very, if you will, litvish, very intellectual. Fair enough. But nevertheless, he has made it clear to us that we can't be a one-trick pony. We have to learn how to walk and chew gum at the same time. We can't just have one without the other. That's way too simplistic, and it's not going to get us either. If we don't have both, we'll have neither. That's the theme of this particular perek. That if you don't have the prerequisite of Yiras Shemayim, then you may have some learning, but in the end, you will eventually lose it all, because at that point, everyone will just, it'll be like the broken plate or the broken vessel. Okay? Everyone good? Everyone could hear me, I hope.